you guys out there who might be falling into this category, I certainly can empathize with your situation. I mean, you dedicate yourself to this lifestyle. If you're going to the gym on a consistent basis, I'm telling you, congratulations. You're like in the top 5% of the population who would commit yourself to doing that. So you're already ahead of the game. But to develop the priority, the mindset, the execution to be able to do that, I understand you're putting forth all that effort. You don't want to waste any time. You don't want to waste any effort with ineffective training methods. So I understand the desire and that need for you to grab on to training strategies, nutrition strategies with absolute certainty, because that's what's going to keep you keep on keeping on and quit not quitting like all those other people. So let me just say that as your coach, as your friend, as your big brother, I certainly understand. Now, here's a challenge that you just have to remember, and I pound this point over and over again. And again, this is one of the challenges with having so much information available. I talked to you all about the great things about having all this information. Here's one of the challenges. You have all these gurus, all these experts, all these people telling you with absolute certainty, really selling their point that this is the best method, this is the only method, and if you do anything else, you're a bro scientist, or you're just wasting your time, or they degrade you if you do anything other than what they're telling you, whether it's a training strategy or a nutrition strategy. Now, Jeff, let me ask you a quick question. I mean, we know about your training protocol now, but let's go back to when you were 16 years old when you started training. You did a whole different protocol, probably something you read very similar, common to the magazines and what most guys do. Is that true?
That's very true.
Okay. Did you get results, Jeff?
I did.
Yeah, and so my point is, you guys in there, look, it isn't like whether you're taking a strategy from Jeff or from me or from that guru or that guru, it isn't like one training strategy is a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10 in terms of efficiency and effectiveness. One strategy is a 10, making everything else you do other than that a 0, meaning that if you do anything other than what Jeff says or I say or that guru says, then you're just wasting your time. You're going to get 0 results, okay? You may be adopting a strategy that may not be the most effective and efficient. You know, like I said, Jeff didn't use the most effective and efficient strategy. He still progressed. He was team national, third place behind Branch Warren back in the day. You know, I had success. I won contests using strategies other than most, what I believe are the most effective and efficient now. Some strategies might be a 7, an 8, or a 9. Maybe not that 10 like that guy is telling you or he insists that his is. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the mindset, lifestyle organization, training, nutrition, cardio, how it all blends together, all those different facets, if you have 8, 8, 8, 9, 8, 8, 10, 10, 10, different strategies, you're going to have an amazing physique. So don't get caught up in, oh my God, he says to do this, he says to do that. It isn't like they're tens or zeros. There might be 7, 8, or 9. Hey, this is my challenge as your coach in telling you this type of stuff is that, you know, I know you guys just want it black or white. And so if I don't give you black or white, it gets you frustrated. But at the same time, if I give you black and white, and then you don't agree or you hear something that's just different, your brain gets fried. You can't – this does not compute anymore because what was black and white is now someone has rocked my sense of certainty by interjecting some other strategy. Just see it all the time, whether it's someone eats 5 meals a day, he'll profess to you that that is the most effective and efficient. And then he's got all his followers saying that if you eat 8 meals a day, then you're a bro scientist who is wasting your time. When it comes to squats and squats heavy, you know, you got to get your butt ass to the ground. If you don't, you're a wimp and you're not getting the execution. So you might be 1 or 2 inches slightly less than parallel, and that guy's getting no results. He's not doing it right. You know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. You just keep on keeping on. You execute, and you continually learn and progress, and you'll find it. But you need that certainty. You just keep on going and not getting so distracted by all this information out there.